Hey, to all our grizzly grapes out there, guess what? We created a podcast and so can you. When we were initially starting this podcast, we were floundering trying to find a platform to host our drunken ramblings. Voice memo, however easy, doesn't directly upload to hosts like Spotify or Apple Podcasts. As you may remember, we were only available to listen on Spotify because I couldn't get my shit together and figure out how to get listed on any other platforms, but not anymore. Our prayers were answered when we discovered Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your recording. Hallelujah! Join over the 100,000 podcasters, like us, who uses Buzzsprout. Check out the link in our show notes or in the bio of our Instagram page to let Buzzsprout know we sent you and to be eligible for a $20 Amazon gift card. Because let's be real, we're all addicted to online shopping right now, and that could cover the cost of a better microphone than the ones we're using currently. Get creating with Buzzsprout today. Yeehaw! And now back to the show.
This is Emily.
And this is Andrea.
And you're listening to Grizzly Grapes.
Welcome to Grizzly Grapes, home of the Grizzly Grapes. All right, guys. Well, welcome back. And I feel like I just have to jump right in and say we need to address the elephant in the room. Me.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm not okay.
Guys, thank you.
So the void has spoken, and I have answered. What the actual fuck?
Andrea?
Can someone please tell me why I was voted most likely to end up on the Cannibal Cafe?
My favorite thing was it wasn't even close.
I know, it was like 78 and like 22. Like,
it made my day, so thank you, everybody.
Can somebody tell me, like, do you guys think I'm a psychopath? Like, do you think maybe I'm just morbidly curious and I'd end up on there on a whim? Or, like, do you think that one day I'll end up, like, fighting crime and I'll stop somebody like the Rottenberg Cannibal? I genuinely need to know.
You know, I think the way that you were describing, like, the image of... What was it? Like
when Maiwes was like preparing like no, the meat or whatever?
Like people with like the cannibal fantasies, but they don't want to go all the way, obviously. So like and you the way you described it as like someone with like the little paper.
Oh, the little turkey.
Yeah.
What if you just had like a turkey baster and like you're just basting someone? Ew!
Ew.
With like body oil.
Andrea, this is why you would end
Maybe
up on Cannibal
Cafe. Maybe this is why
Cafe.
I'm going to end up on the Cannibal
Your
Cafe.
Wild imagination has put you in this position.
So. My disturbing imagination. So, yeah. Well, yeah. So, that threw me for a loop. Not going to lie, guys. I need to know. Somebody write in.
Everybody, we all saw it coming. Don't worry.
Okay, well, apparently I didn't. So, somebody let me know. And I love it, too, because initially Emily was most likely, and so I was making fun of her for it, and then lo and behold, look,
yeah,
I'm most likely.
And it was, like, right before
Cannibal Cafe.
It was, like, right, I feel like it was, like, only minutes before the vote swung, like, and then you just ran away with it from there.
Yeah. I ran away with it.
You
yeah.
just get, this is what happens, Andrew, you get cocky. It's like that with your microphone.
So, I know. I never won a superlative in, like, middle school or high school ever, and so I guess this is payback? I don't know. This is so tragic. I would either be most likely to fail in band class or most likely to end up on the Cannibal Cafe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, Emily, tonight, tonight is a very special episode. But before I get into why, I need to know, what are you drinking?
Oh, boy. Oh, okay, because it's a very, very special episode, I thought I would celebrate, and so I went out and got myself a $13 bottle of wine. It's, like, one of my favorites. Sincere. Gotta love it. I didn't say that with a French accent. Guys, I may have failed a French exam today. It's okay. It's just a beautiful white. Actually, you would really like it, Andrea.
What type of white is it?
Sincere.
Is that a type? I have no clue.
It's from Domaine. Oh, wow, I can't read that because it's in really weird cursive.
That's okay.
Sotero.
Oh, beautiful. You'll have to see it.
See it. And it is, oh, where's the percentage? It's 13.5. Oh, so we're already doing better than our last episode.
Yeah. Holla.
That extra 0.5% really does the job.
Yeah, it does. I'm drinking a 13% wine tonight.
Ooh.
Yep. It is. So
tell me
I'm,
about it.
I think I'm on like a little bit of a rosé kick right now. I have been drinking reds for so long that I went into whites for a while, and now I'm just going ham on the rosés. So I am drinking The Palm by Whispering Angel. It's 2019, 13%, as I had said, and it's from somewhere in France that I cannot pronounce.
Hold it up to the camera. Let me take a gander.
Oh, God. I just dropped my microphone.
Oh, wow. I like the bottle.
Yeah.
I'm going to butcher that. Cotio? Cotio? Coteau? No, it's Coteau. Wow. Edit that.
Okay. Sorry, I'm holding it with a shaky hand, so... Wait, what's the next part?
Oh, wait, is... Des en Provence?
Yes, it is. Okay, yeah, that's how you say it. I'm just going to pretend like I said it like that, so...
No, you don't want to say it like how I did,
because I would have. I would have said it... Coteau. Coteau. D-A-X and Provence.
D-A-X.
Are you uncultured swine?
Cotox.
Cotox? It sounds like Botox.
Also, there, yeah. We do have some French listeners and they hate it.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry, French listeners.
No,
I'm
it's... Just- It's my...
I'm it's just my a attempt. Really dumb American.
No, it's me.
Oh, it's you?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least I'm not...
I'm trying.
You're trying so hard. As hard as I'm trying right now, so we're equally trying.
I just got so nervously sweaty.
The meat
sweats. Don't come at me. I'm nervous.
That's like what you said in the last episode. You're like, don't come at me when we're shitting on Valentine's Day weddings.
Don't do it, folks.
Don't do it. All right, so I think it's fair, because there's a lot of juicy content coming up, that we should introduce our very first Patreon, who we gave a shout out to, Brandon McCarthy. So shout out to you, Brandon McCarthy. We decided to honor you in a very special way. So this is your dedicated episode. So for the Grizzly Grapes / Void out there who are listening, we have asked Brandon McCarthy, Cameron McCarthy, and Abby McCarthy to weigh in and give us some spooky stories and some funny little... You know, funny little background stories to share,
and boy, did they deliver!
They delivered. It slapped so hard. It slaps me straight across the face.
Oh my gosh! When I was listening to it, I was, guys, thank you for sharing your story.
You really brought a lot up that I had completely forgotten about, and I think I just drove it deep down into my psyche.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, though,
there's some things in that I was like, oh, I'd rather wish. I wish I
forgot.
Yeah. I drink to forget that.
Yeah, I drink to forget. But I do want to say, too, they're a big part as to why I think we got into horror, too, in the first place, because they were the ones who, we'd make these, like, scary films, and we would watch a lot of horror movies with them. And I think
of course our parents wouldn't have let us watch.
Yeah, I remember.
But they did.
Them.
They gave our aunt and uncle permission to let us.
They
watch
did.
Horror movies,
they wouldn't. So. They would only let us watch like PG-13 ones, though.
Yeah, but it was only when we'd go to their house. They would never get it.
Exactly. You know, so
we'd go to like Blockbuster.
I remember those days. Do you remember?
We're dating ourselves a little bit.
Yeah. But we would be in Blockbuster and we'd have to like call our mom and just be like, "Mom, can we watch this movie?" And she'd be like, "What's the rating?" We'd be like, "R." And she'd be like, "No."
No.
Yeah. So. Oh,
but sometimes we could sneak in a little something, something.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes we would get to watch the R-rated.
Every now and then. But hey. So it was a real treat. But anyway. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the audio that they sent us. And then Emily, you and I will make our little comments along the way. How about that?
How about them apples?
I like them apples. So
I do like them apples. I'm excited for these apples.
Yeah. So let's go.
Okay. No, stop. Let me do the thing.
Yes. Do your thing.
That's more like it.
Ew. Okay. Right.
That's good.
It's cheesy, though.
Well, I guess we should probably give a cheers to Andrew and Emily for inviting us on Grizzly Grapes.
Redo that one.
No, just let it happen.
That was good.
Just let us.
What was bad about that?
Just let personality shine through and give him.
Just because you don't like it doesn't mean
that the
he might have out. His own Patreon soon.
True. All I have to say is thank you, Andrew and Emily, for having us on Grizzly Gurps.
And cheers to that. Let's go around the circle and say what we're drinking before we dive into our spooky ooky tales.
Yes.
My name's Cameron, and I'm drinking Sauvignon Blanc.
Could have predicted that.
Hi. Oh. I'm Abby, and I'm drinking a Black Cherry White Claw.
And in the spirit of not drinking GURPS, I am drinking a local craft brew from the brewery right down the road, a delicious High Stepper.
I'm not
IPA.
Drinking GURPS either.
You're right.
I'm the only one drinking GURP. Okay.
Do you want to actually share with everybody where you got your favorite wine? Because it's a humble plug for our company.
Hey guys, you can go ahead and pick up
Scarborough.
New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc 2019 from your local Target.
Woohoo! We love a Target liquor store.
All right. Let's dive right into our spooky,
gassy episode.
True.
Okay.
Bonnie, so, stop.
We're a little unsure of which route to go at the moment. Are we going to still go?
Oh, let's still go. Let's send it. Let's full send it. No cap.
Andrea, if you're editing this, I'm going to need you to take out the full send and the cap part out, please.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. I don't want to go first.
I'll start
us off. Maybe do we talk about how we know Andrea and Emily?
Oh, yeah. Who are they to us?
Who are the Grizzly Gurps
before all of this fame and fortune and all the Patreon? Who were they?
Before the void, we
before
were there.
The void. We are the void.
We have the pleasure of knowing Andrew and Emily for 26?
22
humble years.
26 humble years. Yes. They are our cousins. The cute little twins that hail from I don't know where.
No.
Well, we can't say where they're from.
Oh, edit that out. Why can't I say where they're from?
Well, they don't live there anymore. They did. Because what if they try to get crazy?
Crazy from another place we won't say.
Okay. And
cut that part out too.
For the take. But yeah, we've been super close all through our 26 years.
I'm 22 years old.
Okay, 22 years.
I don't want to sound old.
And I just think that like their love of horror blossomed through our love of horror. No?
Go ahead and cut out the blossom as well.
That's tough.
I hope
talk,
they leave
Cameron,
in.
I need you to talk.
Don't pause it. I hope that they catch me after everything Brynn says to say, cut that out, edit that out. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Okay, so we all would go to the store and pick out our favorite horror movies.
Why are you scratching your ass?
Why are you, like, about to laugh?
Just relax, bro. It's just a pod.
Just so everyone knows, he's standing in the corner, like, staring at the phone.
Scratching his ass while drinking wine.
Okay, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry to ask you. That's normal voice.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, we go to the movie store. Well, I didn't take part because I was too little and too scared. I was so scared. And they'd always pick out horror movies and sit in the playroom. And I would meander down the hallway and poke my head in for just a little bit, for a little taste. And then I'd get really, really scared. So I didn't partake. I don't know what you guys did in there.
You didn't want to know. Lots of horror. Lots of great stuff.
I'd like to just add in a quick little story because it was one of the scarier moments of my life. I used to not sleep in the playroom with them because they'd watch horror movies and it was just too much for me. And then this one morning when I walked in the playroom to like get up to see who wanted breakfast with me, Emily, they had a tent in the playroom for some reason. And Emily had a full-on realistic lion mask from The Wizard of Oz on in one of the reclining chairs.
I remember that.
Staring at me. And I don't know if she like heard my footsteps or she was sitting there for like an hour. I don't know why she's in there. I'd like her to address that. But she just stared at me. I think I like yelped or like shrieked just like the tiniest bit and just like ran down the hallway. And it was just really
because she is disturbed.
And that was Emily's introduction to horror.
Okay, so I would just like to comment on what Abby said about me in the lion suit in their playroom. Okay, first of all, it was the lion from The Wizard of Oz. Okay, you guys had this like incredible dress-up box with just a bunch of things. And I knew. So I, at the time, would
some
wake up.
Some busted wigs.
Yeah, some very busted wigs. And some like very questionable, like, nightwear. <I know. laughs> Some silk slips. Which, I don't know why we were gifted as, like, dress-up stuff, but anyway, so I was normally, like, one of the first to wake up in the mornings. And, okay, also, we would just play pranks on each other a lot as, like, okay, as cousins do. But so my thing was, since I would wake up early and I knew Abby, like, I knew Abby's habits pretty well, which just sounds kind of creepy, but like, okay, so their house, you can hear like footsteps super easily. So I knew she was awake. But what I did was, as soon as I woke up, I was like, okay, I can totally freak somebody out because I fucking hated that lion costume from The Wizard of Oz. As you guys know what I'm talking about, but just imagine it like, I don't know, 10 times creepier. Anyway, so I put that on and it's like, okay, if I just like sit in like one of these chairs and just wait. Okay, folks, this was before like we had cell phones, so I was really bored waiting for everybody to wake up. Okay, so yeah, so I just decided to put on this lion costume and like, I don't know, another creepy lower half of the outfit and then just sat there waiting. And I knew Abby was coming because I could hear her footsteps. So I like tried to like take on this like really creepy pose and just sit there and not move or do anything.
You freak!
I know. And I just remember her walking in and I think she did yell out, like, it was like a little. At first, she, like, paused, stared at me, and her eyes got really wide, and then, like, let out this, like, yelp, and then scurried back down the hallway, and I felt so bad, I had to, like, rip off the lion suit and go and apologize.
Emily.
It was great, though. No regrets.
No regrets?
No regrets.
It's really traumatizing, because I still remember it very clearly.
She is the North Pond Hermit.
What's the North Pond Hermit?
What? You didn't listen to the first
episode? Oh my gosh! I'm getting outed.
Okay, cut that.
No, it wasn't on Apple. No, they know it wasn't on Apple.
It just
dropped on Apple, and I don't have Spotify.
Go ahead and listen to their podcast wherever you get yours.
Yes. Okay.
Cool.
So, should we just dive right in to somebody's spooky story?
Brandon had this security camera that we always played with.
True.
And it was like 50-foot cord.
Let me remind you that Emily and Andrew used to come over for like 12 days during like Christmas break and would like live with us for these 12 days. And we would do just so much funny stuff.
So, sorry. We wanted to be super spooky ooky. And our basement's really creepy and unfinished.
True. We are built on a big, like, vast expanse of farmland. So, that... I don't... Well,
stop staring. You
guys, I just didn't know if you were saying anything more.
No, a vast expanse of creepy farmland.
You just ruined it. But, okay, continue.
You're going to have to edit this, not Andrew.
Yeah, you're making it quite difficult.
How am I being difficult?
Okay, hold on. Okay, go.
Okay, so let me paint the picture of the basement. You walk down creaky wooden stairs.
Bring it really close.
And when you get to the bottom of the stairs, you're greeted by a cold cement floor. Covered in webs above you, with nowhere to go. Okay, just kidding. Anyway.
You just got the entire suitcase that we're putting the phone on. So moist.
That's not the only thing. Okay, anyway. So, really spooky, and it was in one big circle with the stairs in the middle.
You could walk behind the stairs. That's pretty
The stairs are like floating stairs.
Basically, yeah.
I guess.
You go completely under.
So we would send each other down, partnered or unpartnered.
I wouldn't go unpartnered.
The security camera on a cord, and we would all be upstairs watching it from the TV to see if we could not
see the kitchen TV for that one. Yeah.
And we did it.
Is there anything like scary that happened?
Well, not yet. So we all took our turns.
This is chapter one.
In the pitch black. And we were not brave enough to go by ourselves, except Andrea.
True. She is the real MVP of all of this torture.
True. So we sent her downstairs, but that wasn't enough for our sick and twisted minds.
I was going to say, I thought you were missing a big part of this.
We brought her back downstairs. This time, she was restrained.
To a pole.
She was tied up to a pole.
Bound and gagged.
With her fingers taped to a cup. That was placed onto a homemade Ouija board.
Okay, I thought she had the pendulum swinging.
Maybe no, that was she, the you guys taped her fingers to a red Solo cup onto a homemade Ouija board.
Yeah, and then we taped her to hooked her to a pole, and we turned all the lights off with no safe words. And didn't she shriek at that moment?
I think
didn't she hear something behind her ear or something like that?
I don't know. I have similar but different story.
We all came running down in terror.
To save her.
To save her.
Like, yeah.
That was just phase one.
Okay, so when this happened, when they tied me up down in the basement, Emily, you were part of this too. So I was like, I'm so brave, I don't care, my fingers are taped to a red Solo cup on a Ouija board, but like I was like completely restrained. Like I couldn't move like at all, and the worst part was, so they shut off all the lights, and I don't think it was too long after, like maybe like 5 minutes or something, I started to feel this baffled me. I was like shook to my very core, but I like genuinely felt these cold hands or some pressure, this really cold pressure just going up my legs.
Ew.
So it was evil and kind of sensual at the same time. But,
ooh, horny.
But I was so spooked. I was like, get me out of these restraints. Untie me from these dog leashes right now.
Phase two, we moved it from the basement to the attic.
Well, the attic, I think, might have been first because I remember we came home from our long drive from school. And Brandon was like holding dog leashes. I just remember like...
It was willing restraints.
She was laughing for most
she
of it.
She wanted to go.
This is what I remember. Is that they had the camera hooked up to mom and dad's TV. And then they put Andrea up with... Orlando Bloom action figure with no shirt on next to her. So she had a safety net almost. And then they tied her up and put her in the left side of the
attic. Unfinished, wooden,
yeah.
Spooky.
And you walk up the stairs, she can either go right or left, but you like can't really go straight. And she went to like the right side and she was sitting there. And then the boy sent me up in the attic to like scare her. And so I went to the other side of the attic and I was like hiding behind my mom and dad's like old coats and stuff. And she was holding the camera at her face, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And the boys were watching from downstairs. And I was about to, like, get up to, like, scare her. And all the coats, like brushed by me, like as if somebody like walked into the coach and they like swung by my face and like made it really like breezy. And then Andrea at the like same exact time like screamed. And so I just like ran downstairs. I didn't even help her. I just like ran downstairs because I was like really freaking out.
Okay, so when these psychopaths who should be on Cannibal Cafe, just kidding, love you. when they left me up in the attic, why I was subjected to this? Why, except for I signed up for it too. Maybe I'm more sick and sadistic.
You were feeling really courageous.
I just
bold
loved
and
it.
Beautiful.
Maybe this is why I am gonna end up on the Cannibal Cafe one day, I suppose.
Exactly.
But so
example A.
So Abby was telling her side of it with the clothes and everything, but I don't know if any of you guys remember this, but there was like a Furby up there, like one of those ones that talks, and so it's dead quiet, and I'm sitting up there clutching Orlando Bloom, and all of a sudden this freaking Furby went off and started talking, and I screamed. So even the shirtless action figure of Orlando Bloom couldn't protect me.
What if the Furby just started speaking in Spanish like Elsa?
What if Latin?
Yeah, Latin just, speaking Furby.
Oh my god, yeah. And do you remember how creepy Furbies were too? So
I hated them.
So, and it was like at a dead silence, just Furby, just talking. But it wasn't even like a regular way that it talks. It was like kind of like slowed down a little bit. And I think because the batteries were dead. So it was like, it was creepy. So I screamed. I was so shook. Do you remember that though?
Yeah, I remember watching. Okay, because like you can see everything with night vision. Mm-hmm. And like you can hear it. Like we had the sound hooked up too.
Me and really Blair Witch freaky. Project.
Yeah, it was like straight up Blair Witch Project, except you were like bound. But yeah, I remember hearing the noise and like we all just paused and looked at each other like
okay, Bryn, put another Jenga on it.
Yeah, like what do you recall from those kind of spooky evenings?
Oh my god, I just recall Andrea bound upstairs in the darkness with just a like Blair Witch Project.
It was like
presence
a green
about
vibe.
Her face.
Yeah. Mm.
When we were watching her on the television, just breathing heavily, nervous at what would come up behind her. And honestly, in those moments, I swear to God, she probably was meeting ghosts. Like, there's
I think
no
so
way
too.
She mm-hmm. did not.
Orlando Bloom met them as well.
Yes, he did. She was the bravest of us all.
I did.
And I think that honestly was like probably a trigger in her life.
I get a close second for being up there as like the planter, like being like to scare her, and then all those coats. I really thought that you guys played a prank on me and there's somebody else up there with me, because it was so like that was like the scariest.
Well, there was someone else up there.
Well,
with
I
you,
know what
and
I'm
it was
saying.
A ghost.
It was like the scariest, like I've never had like a physical encounter with anything. That was my only physical encounter. Okay, that's not why do you guys make everything like so like I said mount, I said physical encounter, like with a ghost. Oh my gosh. Are we really going to do this every single time?
No, it's just funny. Anyway.
You know, I am going to go off of fun, spooky stories that happened in our family. And I would like to ask the room if they recall the Virgin Mother Mary sucking the soul out of Maggie.
Oh my god, yes. Wait,
what?
At Lucibel.
At Lucibel.
Yes. Was this real?
Yes. Well, no.
Well, no, it was a horror film.
Okay,
classic.
So
this when she drowned in the lake with a big dress?
No. This no. is poor dear Maggie, while she was living with Lucibel, while their house was being built, would have frequent nightmares.
Wait, is this real?
Yes, this is real. And I remember one of her most terrifying nightmares was she woke yeah. up in the middle of the night
Stop.
And walked down the side
yes,
staircase.
Yes, yes.
And you know, there was
Stop.
A Mother Mary statue. I swear to God.
And she said that it was
she
sucking
said,
the life out of her.
It sucked the life out of her and she couldn't, like,
get away.
Get
she just,
away.
Like, collapsed?
I don't even
I don't
know.
Margaret, you might have to be phoned in.
True. Can we get what do you call it? A lifeline. Maggie, can you please answer this?
I did find that house to be quite scary.
It was spooky.
It was pretty spooky.
But I don't think spooky enough for the Virgin Mother Mary to suck the life out of a small child.
Well, the Virgin Mary, I just can't see her doing that.
Well, I guess she did in Lucibel's house.
Dark times.
Dark times.
Do you want to hear the scariest thing that's ever happened in my life. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to, I don't know if it has to do with, I don't know what it has to do with. Okay, here's my thing. Last summer.
Ooh, I know what you did last summer.
Yes. Mm. Mom and I, well, not mom and I, dad got an air conditioning.
Ooh.
In the playroom. We never had air conditioning our entire life, so.
You're poor.
Well, I just think that's too cold in Maine to, like, pay for air conditioning. I don't know, but he's never had one. My 22 years of life. So it was in the playroom, and it was a particularly hot summer. And so mom and I used to just, like, sleep in the playroom because we were so hot. So we'd sleep in the playroom. And I was probably asleep for only, like, 30 minutes or so, not even. And I woke up, and I saw all these shadowy figures in the playroom. In front of the TV.
Oh, yeah, I think you told me this.
Moving very slowly. I can't to this day say if they're people or if it's a kid or if it's adults or what. But it was like a presence of something. And I couldn't sit up and I couldn't yell and I couldn't do anything. I could hardly blink my eyes to shut them. It was sleep paralysis.
Oh
no. I about shat myself because I wasn't sure if I was dreaming. I wasn't sure what was happening. And I could tell mom things about when I dream, and she's like, that didn't happen. But, like, in that day, she tells me it happened. So, like, I don't really know what's going on with her.
I think she's
in I think she's too scared of me when I sleep. But I sat up. Finally, like, I was like, like, gasped out of it or something. And I was, because my thing was I was trying to yell to mom because she was next to me. I knew she was next to me. And I was like, help me. But I couldn't say it. And then she was like, what's going on? Like, what's going on? And apparently I was yelling. But I didn't know. I didn't think I could. Like, I was, like, yelling in my head that nothing was coming out, if that makes any kind of sense.
Did
but I was.
Did something come out?
Yes. Mom heard me, but I didn't think. Like, I was like, oh, my God, why can't I, like, say these words? Like, why can't I? And she's like, what is going on? Like, what's going on? I was like, I see people all over the playroom. And like, I'm, like, really, really scared. And I don't even know what she said. And I think she was like, what? I'm, like, being mom. Like, I think she's like, what's going on? But the weirdest thing is, like, a week later, oh, gosh, I wish I could remember exactly what it was. My now roommate, Taylor, shout out. She was at the apartment. I mean, not the apartment, my house. And I was, we were talking, and she's like, oh, do you know how scary, like, sleep paralysis is? Like, what do they say about sleep paralysis? Because I forget now what she had said about it.
I've had it once, and it was
terrifying. What do they say about it, though? Like, it's...
Your body, you're, like, you are awake, but your, like, mind is asleep.
I think your body's asleep, but your mind's awake.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of, like, what she said about it. She said something very scary about sleep paralysis, about, like, how people see...
Want to hear my sleep paralysis?
One second. I really wish I could, like, remember what she said, because I would... I would take a phone a friend right now. She said something about it being, like...
I, real quick, just want to talk about this. So, Abby... is talking about, you know, her sleep paralysis adventures. So I know that she was kind of talking about something that her friend said, but I wanted to bring this up because I found it so interesting. So there's a lot of folklore around sleep paralysis. And that's because a lot of people report a presence of supernatural evil during these episodes. Some people report feeling as though a demon is standing or pressing on their chests, also known as the night hag, which is a specific sleep paralysis demon that will come and sit on your chest. Some people report it's like an old woman that will do it. Isn't that so creepy?
Ew.
So many people experience visual and auditory hallucinations during this, or they believe that there's somebody in the room with them. So I actually didn't know what I was experiencing one time, but I actually think I had sleep paralysis because I'm pretty sure this happened to me where I couldn't move and I thought I was awake, but I wasn't. And I thought that there was somebody on your side of the room when we were growing up, and I thought that whoever it was going to hurt me during this. Isn't that so creepy? Yeah.
Okay, wait. It was like kind of the opposite for me on your side of the room. I hated going on your side of the room because it freaked me out.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have any qualms going to your side of the room because my side of the room was definitely creepier with the closet and everything. But no, it was like...
Oh, that can be for another
story. I couldn't move my body and I was paralyzed. And then I was just convinced...
That's so freaky.
Yeah. I was like, there's somebody on Emily's side of the room and they're going to come hurt me. And then eventually I just woke up. But one of the most common visions is of Hat Man, quote unquote, during sleep paralysis episodes. So he's this shadowy figure wearing a large, like flat brimmed hat usually. And so he actually was featured in one of the most recent series of The Haunting of Bly Manor. Have you seen it?
Wait, The Haunting of Hill House or The Haunting
of Bly Manor? Haunting of Bly Manor, the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creepy. I didn't realize that that was a reference to that.
I know.
But apparently he's like a really common common figure in
that makes it so much worse. That it's like a universal experience.
Yeah, I could get into a whole bunch of things. So if anybody has any like fun sleep paralysis, not fun, but any sleep paralysis stories, like please let us know, because apparently there's a whole cast of characters that are like common among sleep paralysis like episodes. So there's like a bunch of different things that people see that have like a common thread. So Hat Man's one of them. But there's like other visions too. It's usually like shadow people, which Abby was saying that she saw like shadows moving, like dark creatures and like many other demons.
Ew, I hate that.
Some people connecting to other things. I don't remember what she said, but something was so scary. And that's like, oh my God. Because I didn't realize I had sleep paralysis. And I was like, Mom, do you remember when I saw all the people in the playroom and I couldn't move and I couldn't talk, but you heard me? Like, I had sleep paralysis. Like, in the moment, I didn't know I had it until, like, 2 weeks later. And then I still don't know who those people are, but I've never felt safe in the playroom. I can't sleep in there alone.
I had sleep paralysis once just to piggyback off. And I was lying in my bed, and I remember I heard the most deepest...
Wait, in Brewer?
Yeah. In, like, my old, like, original room.
By the stairs.
Yeah. And it was when my bed was against the windows. And I remember in my head, your body is asleep and your mind's awake, whatever it is. And I kept hearing this deep, deep, deep man's voice yelling my name, like screaming my name. And I thought I was yelling, but I couldn't make noise. Mm. But then I like came to and I screamed still. And I was like, what do you want? And it was dead silent. I like, swear to God, this actually happened.
What? How old were you?
And I ran into Penn's room, and she was like, what? Like, what? And I was like, I don't know what, but I'm sleeping in here. And I, like, literally did not sleep in there. I would always go to your room, or I would go to Penn's room every single night, because I was terrified.
How old were you?
A little. I was probably, like, fourth or fifth grade. And I remember, like, literally waking up, like, and I could hear, like, because I couldn't hear myself say it. When I woke up, like, I heard it echoing in my room. Like, it was like, what do you want? And I was like,
oh my God.
And I was like, got a blast.
Right.
That's
right.
The one time I had sleep paralysis. So I remember like being awake, but like not being able to move.
That house is creepy AF, everyone.
I just have such lucid dreams all the time. And like, we were just talking with Mom at dinner tonight. And this was another scary thing, is I was sleeping in her room and I woke up to me talking outside of her bedroom door, like almost going down the stairs. And I was like, no, I said, I can't go with you. Like, where are you going? Like, I was talking to somebody and I woke up to, because I get really scared of it. It really freaks me the fuck out. And I woke up to like me saying like, where are you going? Time of a thing. Like, I was like, where, I was asking a question and I looked at Mom and Mom was looking at me and I swear on it. I was like, what just happened? She's like, you were talking and you got out of bed. And she, at dinner tonight, she so dared say that she doesn't remember that.
Yeah, because she was bamboozled.
I think she's in denial.
Or it's aliens and they wiped her mind.
I don't know what happened, but it happened.
And they wanted to take you to their mothership. I think that Penn could be in cahoots with the spirits that are trying to take
Stop. I can't believe she's like, that.
Here you go.
Well, then
take the children.
But it's true, because I woke up on the stairs when I was younger and I could hear
people whispering. Is this a true story?
Yes, because I remember
hearing we had a big fight at dinner. This is where we got into this heated topic. Bryn, tell your story and let's talk about it.
I don't really remember it because I was...
Well, from what you can recount of it.
All I remember is I woke up on the stairs downstairs, and then the next day Cameron was saying that I said that there were, like, I could hear voices.
How did he tell you?
In, like... downstairs.
Because Penn and I met at the top of the stairs.
Wait, how old were you guys?
Young. Little. Not too little, but...
No. The addition was already on the house.
Like elementary school?
Middle school, probably.
Middle school, and you woke up
You were in middle school.
Yeah.
You... Sorry.
At the bottom of the stairs.
He woke up at the bottom of the stairs. Mm-hmm. And you and Mom met at the top of the stairs. Mm-hmm. And you were like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and then Penn told me to go back to sleep. Allegedly. This could all be in my head that I made up.
True.
Not that part, but that part is real.
But Brandon says that he heard...
voices talk. You heard whispers. Voices talking to you. Whispers. That told you to go downstairs? Or you just woke up and you like heard whispers?
They led me downstairs. You're like, I don't know. It was just like...
Oh. Well, I do think it's weird that I woke up almost at the top of the stairs from mom's room. I think that's weird.
Mm-hmm. What if you woke up in the basement?
I would literally kill myself.
Would you...
I
would pack up shop.
No.
What if you wake up in the basement tonight?
There's no basement.
So you think.
Oh my god. Well, the thing is like, I don't like now that I've walked. I always did creepy shit in my sleep. I always would talk. I'd always like make arm movements, but I've never walked. And after I walked that one time, I was like, oh my god, chain me to my bed. I'm too scared to end up somewhere. It's just, it's not funny for me. It's scary.
I was the chosen one not to be brought to the basement.
I guess my friends won't sleep next to me because I scare them.
Remember when Brainy was sleep talking and me and Lorelai?
Oh my god!
Mariah started screaming and he was like, because he was like, but he was like dead asleep when he started crawling towards us. And we're like, oh my god! What?
Yeah, no. Cameron's friend, well, our friend Brainy, used to literally talk like Latin in his sleep. Like he would talk like some weird language. And this one night, Cameron always say like how scared he was of Brady when we'd all be sleeping. I rarely ever heard it because I'm a heavy sleeper. But this one night, we were all having this sleepover in the playroom, and Brady's talking this weird language, and all four of us sit up and we're like, "What is going on? What is happening?" And he gets on all fours and starts crawling towards us while making these like demonic noises. And he's like, finally, after like 2 minutes of crawling, he's like, "What's wrong, guys? What's going on?" Like with his eyes like still shut, like he's still crawling. There's something, I don't know if it's like the people or if it's the house.
It's the house.
It's the house that built me.
Something is happening.
Terrifying.
It really is.
And there you have it, folks. That is the reason that Andrew and Ellie are fucked up.
I know. I wonder if they've ever had anything happen at our house. Like, obviously, we, like, tied Emily, I mean, Andrew up with dog leashes and stuff. But I mean, like, have they ever had, like, an experience,
Didn't
I wonder.
Did Emily see the UFO?
So, yes, indeed. Emily here, do have a scary story at your house. Which is so funny because I feel like out of all of our houses, yours is probably, like, the one that feels like the least,
it's like
outwardly creepy in a way.
It seems like it's so new that it wouldn't be haunted.
Exactly.
But it doesn't look like, hella creepy.
Yeah. It doesn't look like your stereotypical haunted house like our grandparents' house did.
Mm-hmm.
Or like even ours can sometimes be kind of creepy. But so I have this like one memory of, I think it was Cameron and I were the only two that were like home that day. And so we woke up in the morning, we fed all of the pets. They were all accounted for. Like, and even the cats, which is funny because like, they're pretty elusive and they eat when they want, but they were all downstairs. And then what was it? I just remember like later in the day, we hear in the attic this meowing noise. So we like finally, I just remember us like standing at the bottom of the stairs to the attic, which where Andrea was tied up. Thank you. and we were just standing at the bottom of the stairs, finally mustered up like enough courage to like open the door. And there was Sadie, their white cat, just meowing at the door. We have no idea how she got in there because we were the only two home, like only two people home. Neither one of us had been in the attic.
She was following the Orlando Bloom action figure.
She wanted those sweet, sweet abs.
Yeah, she did.
No, that was Andrea.
Andrea, I'm sure you can tell us.
I was gonna say fill us in, but I like didn't believe her because I'm so scared of that stuff.
You saw on the news,
and I saw on the news the next day, like you know, like 12 hours after it happened. And I was like, shit.
Andrea, could have how could she make that out of her window?
Stop! I can't talk about aliens.
Andrea, I need you to insert your little clip here.
Yeah, this is about to be like, this is a spooky spot. I can't talk about aliens. I really just can't.
All right, I'm going to press pause for one hot second because I need to tell this story because this is one in particular I have pushed down deep into my psyche and I thought that I had forgotten about this. So here's my side of the story. Yes, this is Andrea here, by the way. So I had been sleeping on the couch next to the window at the McCarthy's up in their like big playroom. And I woke up in the middle of the night. And I remember this very, very vividly because I was having a really hard time going back to sleep, even though it was so late. And so I was just staring out the window, and it was this really pretty night sky. And I remember seeing really this really bizarre, like, orb flash of light way off in the distance. But it started moving until it disappeared. And it was too bright to be a plane. And it was moving in this unexplainable fashion. So it wasn't like the trajectory of like a plane or a shooting star or anything I've ever seen in my entire life. It was, I don't know how to put it into words. It was so bizarre. And it wasn't stormy or overcast or anything like that. So it couldn't be like, you know, like lightning or like, there was just no other explanation for it. And so in my head, I was thinking WTF, and jokingly to myself, I was like, rolled over, and I was like, I just saw a UFO. But the next morning, there was several news reports of a UFO sighting around the same time that I had woken up and seen this thing, and I just about shat myself. And unfortunately, Abby was there, and I was like, excuse me, I think I saw a UFO last night.
Oh no, especially because that's like the one thing Abby normally refuses to talk about.
In middle school, I had this really weird fascination with breaking into graveyards. I don't even know what's breaking in.
Trespassing in graveyards.
Trespassing? Can you, is that
legal? Yeah, you're not allowed to be there. It's trespassing.
I'm such a badass. Okay, well, my mom was there, so I don't know about that. Hey. My mom used to take a whole minivan, and all of my friends, like literally she'd put up the seat, so there's like, was just a hollowed out like minivan, and we'd all like sit on the floor with like our huge packs of like Kool-Aid. I don't even fucking know.
Kool-Aid?
We stop at the creepy Shaw's across from Roxy's. That's where we
go. Ew, the Big Lots?
Is it Big Lots? No, it's not Big Lots. Big Lots isn't, like, no, it's Shaw's. It's the old by Mason's. The raggedy place. It's
like the Save-A-Lot?
It's a Save-A-Lot. Whatever. It's sketchy. We all run in there and get like huge things like Twisted, not Twisted Tea, that's bad.
We're like 12.
No. Arnold Palmer. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's besides the point.
So in our last Raisinette, we covered the witch's boot story. So Abby actually talks about the time she broke into that graveyard, so I kind of want to play that clip too. Emily, any input before I start that?
So their account from, like, the witch's boot story is definitely, like, what we grew up hearing. It was super interesting. To hear, like, the different tales and, like, people's speculations. So normally, like, so when I did the research for the boot, I looked at, like, sort of old, like, newspaper clippings. But it's funny to see, like, how that's transformed into, like, today and, like, our, in Maine, like, folklore.
Okay, so actually, too, just to piggyback off, because, I mean, they're going to dive into a bunch of spooky graveyard-y stories. But I just wanted to quickly mention, and I know that I had mentioned this before when we went on the ghost bus tours in Dublin, but Abby had just jogged my memory by sending me like pictures of all of us in the coffin with the little hook around our jaws. So when we went on the ghost bus tours, we were in this graveyard and we were taught the practice of grave robbing. So I don't know. That just brought me back. I had to bring it up.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh yeah. I have a creepy story from that night too.
Mm-hmm.
But I was too afraid to tell it.
Tell it now.
Yeah. Okay. So basically at the end, when we finally did the grave robbing demonstration where Andrea so kindly volunteered as tribute, the tour guide was telling us like this history of the graveyard and like talking about, you know, different types of hauntings. And right before he like got to like the creepiest part was like people seeing apparitions in the graveyard. I saw this like black shadow almost. It was like kind of like a cloud. It was the weirdest thing. Just move across his face, like not too quickly. It was kind of slowly. And I like gasped and then realized nobody else was reacting. So I was like, okay, maybe I'm imagining things. Oh no, I hate it so much. And then he brought up the fact that people would see like apparitions like in certain corners of the graveyard, and I was like, oh fuck.
I just saw one.
But mom would take us around her minivan, and we would drive around, and we'd stop at random graveyards. We'd stop at Mount Hope, which is like huge. Like that place is a playground.
Shout out. Got my senior photos done there.
Shout out. And we'd like all run around. We'd pass the crematory. There's a house right next to the crematory, so you have to be real quiet.
Yeah, but also that's fun fact for everyone who likes Stephen King is where Pet Sematary was filmed.
Really? The original, not the new one.
The original. Yeah. And not to like butt in, no, but I just want to tell you a story from this fall. It'll take 5 seconds. Friend, me and my really good friend Chrissy were just touring the graveyard in October, and this
Mount Hope.
Yeah, this creepy woman dressed in like a black cape and like white face paint said, "Do you know where Georgie's grave is?"
I would punch her in the fucking face.
We were like, "Excuse me," and she's like, "Georgie's grave with the lamb," and we were like, "I'm sorry, what?" And she's like, "Never mind." And she and like her family just like ran away, and we were like, what the hell? We looked it up. Apparently there's a gravestone in Mount Hope Cemetery with a little lamb on it, and it says Georgie. Aww. And I guess that's the inspiration for Georgie from It. But nevertheless, it was terrifying. Subscribe to the Patreon so I can show you a photo of one of the creepy black figures on the top of the hill from that day.
That just reminds me of someone from like straight, like
it was terrifying. I hated it
when they like knock on the door and they see something random. And they like ran away. That's what that meant.
Have you checked the children? But anyway, I'm sorry for
no. You're totally fine. Okay. Anyway, we'd go to the graveyards, and we did this so many weekends in a row. Like we'd go to the same graveyards sometimes. I don't know. I don't even know what we would do. I wish I could flash back to my 8th grade self or 7th grade and just know what I did. Anyway, this one time we decided to make the long road trip out to Bucksport, where this cemetery is not very big. It's actually on a busy road, if I'm not mistaken. I think
it is.
It's and the fence is like really high, like taller than me, and I had to like hoist myself up. And the top is like, I'm pretty sure it's like a spike almost. It's like a little arrow, and I think they do that because people like mess with like the boot probably, and it's like a haunted. I don't know, but I climbed up over. I hoisted myself up. And I got real close and personal to the boot, and that's my story.
And to this day, Abby has always had a foot fetish.
To this day, I love feet.
But honestly, you guys, I think that like Maine has some really great horror stories, mm-hmm. and like I'm so excited we get to collaborate with them and like share our experiences and I think with we everything.
Have so much more. So you might be hearing us in a later episode. Stay tuned for that. Hit that subscribe button on any form.
Oh my god.
Audio that you're listening to this on.
Yeah, hit the subscribe button for anywhere you listen to podcasts. And don't forget Patreon. Click the link. It's in the Instagram, Twitter, and on their Facebook. Amazing. Email grizzlygrapes@gmail.com. Oh, yeah. Submit your scary stories and your favorite murders.
And also, if you have any questions for the Grizzly Grapes, go ahead and email those over too.
Yeah, because there's something about a good question that gets those girls riled up.
To get their grips off.
A grip and a squish.
And that is when the most beautiful wine is produced.
That's so true. Emily actually makes a lovely rosé.
She does, and she makes a lovely dandelion mead.
Oh my god.
Also, I just want talented. To leave this here for
a little seed for a grip. Yeah. Like vine in the future.
A little plant seed. A seed, lay an egg.
I'm planting a seed for the grizzly grips to either maybe talk about on this
they could cut
pod
out
or the
completely.
Next pod. All I'm going to say is one word. Cattywampus.
And then I have a second word, Slender Man.
And I.
And Greenville.
Have a third word, Backwoods.
Oh.
And you know what? Maybe they'll start like plugging these little seeds along and we'll be able to all get together and tell a story
and grow our
soon,
grapes within your ears.
We would like to thank you for allowing us
guys,
to
thank you
be
so
on
much
the
for
Grizzly
Gerp. We hope we can come back real soon.
And Bonnie says thank you too. Say bye, Bonnie.
Bye, guys. Love you. XOXO Grizzly Gerps 101.
Bye.
Well, that's the end of our show. I tested negative for COVID-19. Stay
gerpy.
Bye.
Bye.